Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. That's B-A-R-B-I-E at M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number for the letter U.com. My book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, is for you, teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others, so you can learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money and their adult lives. Today is the end of the third quarter of the year. Fall is in the air, and year end is only 3 months away. I've put together 10 tips for you to follow to save you money now so you can protect and preserve your assets today and in the future. Pardon me, I've got a little bit of a cold, so I'll do my best today. Okay, number one, smoke alarms. I know you probably have already heard this before, but it is recommended that you check your smoke alarms to make sure they're functioning at least twice a year. And it may be time to change batteries in those smoke alarms, too. Only cost you a few dollars to buy the batteries that are appropriate, and it could save you from losing your life and your possessions. Since winter's coming and you may be using heaters, baking holiday goodies, and staying indoors more, now is the time to protect your family from smoke inhalation and maybe help prevent a fire that could totally destroy your home. For a few dollars, you can have the peace of mind that your family will know if there is a fire and they need to evacuate your home. I remember one time we were making this really great cake and we needed to toast almonds. And I put the almonds in a toaster oven. And there were four or five of us in the kitchen and the doorbell rang. And the almonds were still in the toaster oven. And it was someone soliciting for Girl Scout cookies or I'm not sure what. And all of a sudden, I heard this high-pitched beeping sound. And what was it? It was the almonds. They were on fire. There was smoke all over my kitchen. We managed to throw a box of baking soda on them. But if I had not had that warning, who knows what would have happened. So smoke alarms are very good things. If you live in an apartment, check your lease to find out if it's your responsibility or that of the building management to replace the batteries and check the smoke alarms. Make sure the batteries are fresh. Most of them have dates on the side, so make sure you've got fresh ones when you put them in, and that the unit responds appropriately when it's tested. Most of them have like a little button that you push, and it'll make the chirping sound or beeping sound or whatever it is sound when you do that. And also, if you have an alarm system that your smoke alarms are connected to, you may want to ask your alarm company how you can test your smoke alarms if you're not familiar with how to do that. Number two, heating equipment. Now's the time to make sure that all the important appointments that you need to make, of all of them, it's the one with your heating company that you should be using twice a year to check up your equipment. I live in Texas. There's heating and air conditioning. We have it checked in the spring, and then we have the technicians come back in the fall. And usually they check the filters at the same time because it's we've got those hypoallergenic things. And sometimes they need to be changed and sometimes they don't. In fall, we make sure before we start to use the heater that they come back to make sure the equipment's working properly, that the exhaust is working right so we don't end up with carbon monoxide in the house, and that the pilot light is lit or coming on as it's supposed to. Having service twice a year can extend the life of the heating, air conditioning equipment you install in your home by several years. So you may be thinking now, why do I want to pay for maintenance? That's not really saving money. Well, it is, because you could extend the life of your equipment 5 years or more, which would mean you would not have to replace your equipment quite as often. In addition, as I mentioned before, it can protect you from carbon monoxide emissions from faulty equipment. And if you have carbon monoxide detectors, these need to be tested too. Usually the way those work is they have like a little flashing light and they make a sound, much like your smoke alarm, and there's usually a test button. If they're connected to your security system, you need to notify your security company because they need to take you offline, otherwise the fire department will come. That also happened to us once. We found that one of our carbon monoxide detectors wasn't working, and so when we tested it, it sent an automatic alarm to the fire department, and they showed up, and I had to kind of walk them through the house and apologize for having them come for no reason at all. So make sure you go through the proper procedure when you do that. If you live in an apartment, find out if the maintenance staff takes care of these checkups automatically, or if you have to request this service. Also make sure the filter's replaced if necessary. If that's your responsibility, then find out what kind of size filter you need and make sure that you're doing that regularly, because if your filter's all clogged up, your equipment won't work as efficiently and it will possibly malfunction. Even if you have a heat pump, you want to make sure the equipment is in tip-top shape going into the winter season. If you live somewhere where you have a boiler and you have heating oil or coal or whatever, again, you need to make sure that that is working correctly. Three, trees. Right now outside, I have tree trimmers. Why? Because we have some branches that have grown up over the top of our roof. And we don't want, if there's an ice storm, we don't want those branches to end up in our roof and in our house. Before winter sets in with heavy rains or ice and snowstorms, check to make sure the trees around your home do not have limbs that are jutting over the power lines leading to your home or touching your roof or banging up against windows. Contacting a licensed tree trimmer who understands the growth of trees and best ways to prune your trees will enhance the value of your home and your property. The last thing you want if a winter storm blows through with high wind or wind and ice is to have a hole in your roof or windows of your home because a tree limb laden with ice crashed through your ceiling or through your windows. Your local utility company usually trims trees over the power lines they have responsibility for, which are the ones from the power pole to your power pole, but you're responsible for the ones that go from your power pole to your home. And you need to make sure there's not a limb that could break when covered with ice, taking down the line to your home and leaving you without power. And your licensed arborist should be able to help you with that. Number four, chimneys. If you have a fireplace and you use it, whether you use real logs or you use artificial logs, every once in a while it's a really good idea to have a chimney sweep come clean the chimney. Personally, I think if you're using anything where you're actually burning something, that you should have them come once a year. They clear out soot, bird's nests, and other debris that can accumulate in a chimney where you can't see it. And if it's there and it catches fire, then you can have a fire in your chimney, and that can basically start in the chimney area, spread to the walls of your house. And until the smoke alarm goes off or you start seeing the flames, one or the other, it can take down your house. So you want to be careful when you use your fireplace to make sure the damper is open before you light the fire. Your entire house can fill up with smoke if you forget to open it, and that can cause very expensive damage to your furnishings and your home. Cleaning, repainting, reupholstering can cost a lot of money. So before you light the fire, check the damper and make sure it is open. I like having a little chain that hangs down so that I know that it's closed, and when the chain is up, I know that it's open. If you don't have one of those, you might want to have that one of those installed or install one yourself. Usually there's like a little hook on the damper that's really easy to just kind of clip the chain onto. Also, do not use kerosene, lighter fluid, or gasoline, or fire starter like you would use to charcoal light your light charcoal in your grill to help light a fire in your home. These can flash up. They can be very hazardous if they're used indoors on an open flame in your chimney. They can actually start a fire, so do not use those. There are fire starter logs. They're small little logs. You can buy them almost anywhere, and those are approved for use with indoor fireplaces. Or you can use the old-fashioned way, which is paper and dry twigs or sticks, which you can put underneath the logs to help start the fire. Number five, your lawn and plants. Even though your trees may shed their leaves and your perennials may turn brown over the winter, waiting once again for spring to green up and bloom, now is the time to give your lawn, trees, and plants fertilizer so they can weather the winter. If you live in an area where there's been a drought, this is especially important to give your landscaping nutrients before winter starts. Yes, you'll give another dosage in the spring, but if you want to keep your trees strong and your landscaping healthy and ready to beautify your home and property, fertilizing now is a good thing. I'm an organic gardener, so I recommend organic fertilizers. Most every community has a garden center that can offer you organic fertilizer. There's a very nice one that fertilizes grass, trees, shrubs, the whole shooting match that you sprinkle and then water in. I know for people in the drought, you want to time it if there's a rain coming so that nature will do your watering for you. A beautiful landscape enhances the value of your home and property. And just to mention, if you live someplace where there's water rationing or I don't really like to use that word, where there's water conservation employed, like in San Antonio, we have a garden center that recommends xeriscape plants. These are plants that take very little water. They adjust to the climate. They are not, they wouldn't do well with a lot of water. And those are the kinds of plants that if you are doing landscaping, you want to put in so that you don't become the big water user in your neighborhood. You want to be respectful of the assets that we all share. If you're a condo dweller or you live in an apartment, then you may want to consider repotting and fertilizing your house plants so they can spruce up your interior rooms during the winter, giving you fresh air to breathe as they take in carbon dioxide that you breathe out, and they will give you fresh oxygen in return to enhance your health and well-being during the cold months when you are probably indoors a great deal of time and don't have a chance to open the windows and let fresh air in. 6, make holiday travel arrangements now. Going home for the holidays? If you have not made your plane or train reservations, now is the time to do it. The earlier you make these arrangements, the more likely you will get a good rate and be able to get a seat too. If you're a student, you can find out when the dorm closes. If you don't, find that on the calendar posted online by your school. Most universities and high schools are now taking the entire week of Thanksgiving off, since students and their families frequently travel during this time. That week is popular for visiting colleges and universities for campus tours and interviews, as well as for the trip to visit grandma, too. Winter holidays may be tricky to plan, since exams, projects, and papers are usually due at the end of the semester. Once dorms close, though, most work is done or extensions granted for special situations, meaning that your child can probably plan his trip home by that date, returning when the dorms open. Older students who are apartment dwellers may want to stay longer for social engagements with friends. If there are pets involved who need to travel too, many airlines have rules limiting the number of animals per cabin or per plane, so booking in advance can allow Fluffy the cat or Rover the dog to get home too, rather than boarding while everyone is home celebrating the holiday. If you customarily plan an end-of-year trip to a sunny climb or to ski slopes, then don't wait much longer. High season at tropical resorts and ski resorts will require you to pay more, but see if booking now gives you a good rate on your flight or your hotel as well. Also, don't forget to arrange for a house sitter to turn on the lights, pick up the mail and paper, and to feed the cat. If you live in a condo or apartment, then you may only need to reserve boarding space for your animal. Do it now, because if you wait too long, spaces will fill up. 7, new car shopping. I know, we're talking about spending money here, but you're actually saving money. With model years changing from 2015 to 2016, the 2015 models, demonstrators, and exchanged leased cars are filling up the dealer showrooms. Just an aside, with the latest issue involving certain models of Volkswagen diesel cars, there are some strains on dealerships right now, and they may want to offer you a really good deal on a Volkswagen that's not subject to those restrictions or that was not named in the suit. So you may want to take a look at what's out there. Your warranty runs from the day you buy a 2015 car, so you can get a good price deal if you negotiate well. Remember to look at online prices at sites like TrueCar.com, AutoTrader.com, Carfax.com, and Kelley Blue Book, which is found at KBB.com. To know the market price for new and used car models that interest you, if you know what the market is, you're better able to negotiate. Remember, you'll have to negotiate up, so start at least 15% below the MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price, when you begin the dance with the dealership. Used cars that come in from a lease expiration may be a very attractive opportunity for you if they have a few miles on them. Most likely, they've been properly maintained in order to comply with the lease agreement and already have depreciated down because they are no longer new right off the showroom floor. Many used cars are certified by the dealership, and some even have a warranty that goes beyond the original, making them a good price and good deal for you. If now is not the best time for you to buy a car, there will probably be one other opportunity later this year, which is at year end, when many dealerships are trying to get rid of inventory to avoid tax on those assets at the beginning of the year. 7, furniture. If you're looking for new furniture, this is the time of year when manufacturers discount their products from 15 to 20% off. You'll notice that a lot of furniture manufacturers have designers that design this collection for this year and this collection for that year or this season or whatever. So if you've been waiting for that sofa that you just love, now is the time to take advantage of the sale price. If you're looking at buying floor models that offer an even deeper discount, make sure that you inspect the product carefully. Look for snags in the fabric, stains or discoloration, fraying or pulled threads at seams. If the legs or surface is wood, make sure there are no scratches, or if they do exist, make sure you'll be happy with that blemish on that new piece in your home. Sit on every section of a sofa. Make sure one area does not sag more than another. How are the arms? Are they firm and unblemished? Get on the floor and take a look at the lining that covers the undercarriage of the piece. Is it hanging loose? Is it torn? Or is it firmly held in place? It's not a bargain if you will not be happy with it once you get it home. So make sure it's in the condition you want, the color you like, and the quality that is consistent or better than what you already have. 8, storage units. Now is the time to visit your storage units. Have the items been in there for more than 6 months, more than a year, more than 2 years? Why are you saving these things? Many organizations have fall rummage sales where they take donated goods and sell them to make money for their charitable organizations. After the long, hot summer, fall is a great time for a garage sale to make yourself a little extra holiday cash. The middle of October is 2 weeks away, so why not make a date with yourself and your family members to work on the storage unit this weekend to get rid of the stuff in there and have a garage sale or make a gift to charity? The cool fall weather makes it an appealing time to do this, and it is before the holiday shopping period, so you might pick up a few people who are looking for gifts ahead of time. If you have clothes, jackets, blankets, linens, and you haven't retrieved them from your storage unit in the last 6 months, then give them away or sell them. Furniture you are not using could be sold or given to Goodwill, the Salvation Army, or a resale shop for someone else to use and enjoy. If you have boxes of old paperwork, it's time to go through them and shred anything that dates back to 2007. You will want to keep your old tax returns, any documents pertaining to divorce and remarriage, or any real estate or securities transactions, but old credit card statements, bank statements, checks, bills dated from 2006 and before should be shredded before they create an identity theft opportunity for someone who breaks into your storage unit and takes your private information. For what you pay for a storage unit each month, you could save enough to buy new clothes, new furniture, and new appliances when you need them, rather than keeping what you are obviously not using now. Give it away or sell it now. 9, your closets and drawers. Now's the time to go through your winter clothes to make sure they're clean and ready to use for the winter. It is also a good time to try things on to make sure they still fit, that they don't need mending or repair. If you find you need to replace a few pairs of pants or get a new winter coat, make a list of what you need so you can start looking online and in stores and be prepared for the next time a sale is on for the items you want to buy and need to have. In addition, go through your cupboards and drawers to declutter them and get rid of things you don't use. Again, give them away to charity or have a great garage sale to raise money for your holiday shopping. If you don't have enough to do a sale by yourself, then talk with your neighbors about their adding things to your sale by setting up their own table or clothes rack too. 10, cook at home more. If you eat at home more, you can lose weight, eat more nutritious foods, and spend less money. With everyone's busy schedules, it seems easier to just pick up a fast meal somewhere, but it really does damage to your relationships and your well-being. Sitting around the table together with family or friends, with cell phones, tablets, and computers in another room away from the table can enhance conversation and allow you to reconnect with others. If you have teens in the family, pretty soon they will leave home to college or work and need to know how to cook or prepare a simple meal. Now is the time for everyone to pitch in and have their own job around the kitchen, besides cleaning up afterward. Each month, assign each member of your family a new food prep job so everybody learns how to do almost everything. One month, it might be making a salad, one, preparing the main course, another, cooking vegetables, or another, cutting up fruit for dessert. With everyone taking turns, after a few months, your kids will know how to put an entire meal together for a group. If your family prefers slow-cooked meals or casseroles, then prep the ingredients the night before after dinner with everyone pitching in so all the work doesn't fall on one person's shoulders. Your local grocery may have combo meal deals where you save if you buy everything you need at one time, or they may offer coupons you can print or save on your smartphone. Magazines like Real Simple offer a week's worth of menus that use the leftovers from one meal to make another unique and different feast for another night. They also give you the grocery list, too, for the entire week, so it makes shopping much easier. I hope these tips preserve your home and your assets, save you money, and give you a better, healthier life and a more positive feeling of financial wellness. With year-end coming over the next 3 months, I'll be focusing my show on topics such as protecting against identity theft and hacking, setting up a savings plan for holiday shopping, year-end financial projects, things you need to do at the end of the year in preparation for next year, and then how to prepare for a good financial new year. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@MoneySmartsForYou.com. Remember, that's MoneySmarts, the number four, the letter U.com. And we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.